Final locker room chats here on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Brian Ebert, the Frankfurt girls coach, on the line with us, brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, there's just so much to dissect throughout this season, the state championship a year ago, and then it's just been, you know, not the scenario maybe for the regular season that you were looking for. Again, a lot of injuries, a lot of shuffling with the roster, and lo and behold, you guys have to go on the road to a familiar opponent in that first-round game of Substate, Washington County. Kind of a slow start. You guys grind it away. It goes to overtime, and you guys are able to come out with a 57-55 win. So for as much adversity as your team and you guys have battled throughout the year, to get yourself an opportunity to play another game, I'm sure that's got to be a great feeling for you and that staff.
Well, definitely. You know, this is the time of the year you just have to, you know, survive and advance, and we're surviving. And I thought our girls really, you know, gutted it out, had a lot of grit, didn't want to go down, fought to the end, that type of thing. So, you know, we weren't hitting shots early and maybe turned the ball over at a too high of a rate in the first half, down by 10. And then, you know, I just talked to them at halftime about a couple things. And then as the third and fourth quarter went on, I just said, you have to shoot with confidence. You just have to shoot. And, you know, it just seemed like our confidence grew. Shots started to fall. And when, you know, when the ball's going through the basket, that definitely brings confidence. And, you know, we did some things down at the end of both the regulation and overtime that maybe could have cost us, but we battled through those things and we overcame. And, you know, like you said, we're still playing. Got a chance against Clifton Clyde. We played them this will be the third time, in Substate, you know, in the last 3 years. So I'm sure they don't want to see us. And we're going to go out there and give them a battle.
Yeah. I like the mentality for sure. And we'll talk about them in a moment. But again, just talking about the season as a whole, a lot of girls had to kind of be thrown into the fire, so to speak, you know, with the injuries and the sickness that you guys had to deal with throughout. Maybe give us a highlight, a few of these girls that had to step in maybe when their number wasn't expected to be called and gave you some quality minutes throughout the course of the year.
Yeah. I thought, the other night against Washington County, Breely stepped up and hit some shots, you know, and I talked to her about, you know, in your career of 4 years of high school, you're like 14-2 in the postseason. So, you know, that's something that she can hang her hat on once the season's over. I thought Holland Shirley throughout the year has had good games. She had a really good game the second time we played against Washington County. You know, and she was going to be a factor in that top seven for sure. If not a starter. So, and then you got Miley Howe, who was going to be in that top seven, if not maybe a starter. She had a 20-point game against Onega. So those people have really stepped up. Lorelai's been solid for us all season. You know, she's a junior. She's been helping us out really well. Tessa Parthamer, after her concussion there early in January, has really helped us out with athleticism and able to score the ball. So, you know, we miss obviously Ashlyn Dollinghouse and Macy Wapp, you know, to season ending injuries. We miss those two. But we're plugging. We're, you know, trying to get through it the best we can. And, you know, like I said, we're still in it and we got a chance to win.
Yep. Another matchup here with Clifton Clyde. You saw him back in early January. You played him tough at home. It was a 49-38 final. What would you say maybe is really different about your team, and maybe what do you see a difference in their team at this point in the year?
Well, I think with their team, you got to focus on Sevi Wirtz. You know, she's a, you know, pretty good scorer at times. She's had, you know, games in the 40s. So you got to definitely keep an eye on her. You know, and the best thing you can do is try to slow her down and don't let her get that. You know, if you can keep her down under 20, like the first game we played them, she had 8 points, you know, and we had our chance to win that. So that's definitely a factor there, for us. You know, it's just, we got to be able to take care of the ball, and handle pressure. But to me, it's going to rely on how well do we play defensively and lock in, at slowing them down, because, obviously Sevi can score the ball.
Frankfurt girls basketball coach Brian Ebert joining us. Fantastic double overtime win against Washington County in the Substate opener on Monday night early in the week. Now they get an opportunity in the semifinals with a rematch at Clifton Clyde on Saturday night. Coach, we've always appreciated the few minutes each week. Good luck the rest of the tournament, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.